Good morning. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, here with you on WGIL Radio this morning with our weekly episode of Ag Talk. And been a busy week the past week for farmers in the fields getting planting done. We had some showers towards the end of the week, not as much as had been forecasted, which has been of a bit of a theme through this area this spring, that we have generally stayed dry. We've had really ideal soil conditions for planting and field work for a good amount of the spring, so planting progress has been swift, and we're well ahead of normal as far as how much crop is in the ground. Quite a few area producers are actually done planting soybeans. Some are done planting corn. Some are done planting both. And most people don't have a whole lot left to plant to get wrapped up. And pretty uncommon to to have people completely done before the month of May gets here. But this year we had that. And the weather patterns have been concerning a little bit, that this time of year it's great to get less rain than forecasted. It's great to miss one every now and then. But as we turn the calendar from May into June, and certainly as we turn from June into July, that's the time of year that we don't want to miss rains, and generally we're happy when we get more than the forecast indicated we were going to get. So hopefully this dry pattern that has benefited us this spring does not continue through the summer. If it does, you'll hear me and other farmers lamenting the fact that it's too dry and crops are suffering. On the home farm, we've got about one good day of bean planting left. That's primarily due to a large, or at least for us, a large tiling project that included the construction of four dry dams and some brush clearing that got wrapped up last week. Thankful that it was a dry spring for doing that. Spring is not the ideal time of year to be doing that sort of work. You'd rather do that in the fall, or sometimes in the winter if weather permits. But sometimes you got to do stuff when the contractors are available to do it. And so thankful they were able to squeeze that job in this spring. And we did have to wait to plant the soybeans on those two farms that were involved in that project. So those are the beans we have left to plant, and we got about 3 days of corn left to go. So I probably am behind normal on percent planted versus most people in the area, which is fairly typical on our operation. We're a little short on labor, stretched a little thin, got a lot of old equipment, and that does not, and also a lot of small fields and kind of spread out across a larger geographical area, which makes things less efficient, and just don't seem to get as much done most days as I dream I will. But one thing that it was nice to see with our tiling project, a lot of times you put in a new tile, and until you've gotten some rains and until you've gotten a period of wet weather, you don't really see any water running out of this tile that you just installed. And if you're putting in tile, it's because the field is generally wet or poorly drained. And, always makes you feel good if you're getting immediate results. But typically, you don't see that. However, in this case, we do have water running out of one of our new tiles already, which is just an indication of how desperately that field really needed to be tiled, because it's dry. We've talked a lot about how dry it is, and yet it's this field is still wet enough to have water running out of a brand new field tile. So feel good about finally biting the bullet and making the investment to improve the drainage on that farm, which will make it a whole lot easier to farm. There's a lot of years that field gets planted two or three times because it just keeps drowning out. And whether it gets planted once, twice, or three times, it never does yield up to our standards, just because it's too wet. So definitely the tile is going to help that. generally, early planted crops in the area are, you know, emerging and look good. At this point, the earlier you planted, the better things look, and that's a bit of a pet peeve of mine when the really super early stuff, which, you know, I can make lots of agronomic arguments about why we should be patient to plant and why sometimes we get a little too rammy. Well, this year, the rammier you were, the better it looks at this point in time. Now, that does not mean it's going to end up that way, but stands look excellent, very uniform stands, high percentage of emergence, and, you know, things are off to a good start. I've been reminding people this week that are kind of bragging about how good their stands are that, you know, what diseases do to us through the rest of the summer and what rainfall patterns and, you know, what the summer weather is and what the disease pressure is going to do a lot more to determine our ultimate yield than the stand does. But especially with corn, we make a big deal out of getting a good stand. And a lot of stands do look exceptionally good. So that's a good thing. And while it doesn't guarantee high yields, it does, you know, at least maximize your potential from the stand establishment point of view. We're going to talk a little bit about some challenges that some soybeans are having getting out of the ground this spring. And a lot of experts, and I'm making quotation mark symbols with my fingers as I say experts, talk about the benefits of early planted soybeans. And many farmers have seen the benefits of early planted soybeans. And so we talk so much about planting soybeans early. Many people even recommend planting soybeans first. So it's a little puzzling when the early planted corn looks better than the early planted beans. And that's been a little puzzling to some producers because they've been told by lots of people, I'd be one of them, that you're better off to plant your beans first. And soybeans tolerate early planted conditions better than corn does. And soybeans yield better when they're planted earlier. Corn doesn't necessarily yield better when it's planted earlier. Sometimes it yields worse. So why then does the early planted corn look so good? And why do the early planted beans appear to be struggling to get out of the ground? So a lot of factors for that. Neither crop likes to be planted in the cold soils. Both crops would do better if they were planted into a soil that was 55 or 60 degrees instead of a soil that's 42 or 45 or 47 degrees. We used to say you were supposed to wait for 50-degree soil temperatures before you planted, and that's kind of become old-fashioned. And it was really never exactly accurate. It didn't, you know, that didn't mean that soil temps below 50, seeds won't germinate and grow. Corn will actually grow into the low 40s. Beans will grow into the mid to low 40s, but they grow extremely slow when soils are that cool. And we've talked before, you're better off, the faster the crop gets out of the ground, generally the better things are going to be. So you would rather your corn is up in 7 to 10 days as opposed to 14 to 25 days. And you'd rather your soybeans were up in, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks than 3 to 4 weeks. So the impact that the cold soils, which we've been, I would say, relatively cool for a lot of April. We had a warm March, and it was warmer in early April relative to normal than it was in late April. And now here we are in May, and we're still having, you know, daytime highs barely reaching 60 and nighttime lows in the 40s. So we've stayed generally cool. And when you're trying to predict or estimate how quickly a seed is going to emerge, it's not the air temperature that matters, it's the soil temperature that matters. Now, the soil warms up from a warm air temperature and sunlight, so there's a correlation between air temp and soil temp, but they're not the same. And generally, the soil doesn't cool off as fast at night, and it doesn't warm up as much during the day, and it doesn't vary as much from one day to the next as the air temperature does. But it, you know, just because we had an 80-degree day, you know, the soil might have gotten up to 60 on that 80-degree day. And so when you're calculating, you know, how much growth is occurring, you know, the soil staying cool is going to reduce the amount of growth that you get. And in addition to that, residue-covered soils and soils with cover crops on them, anything that's basically keeping the sun from reaching the soil surface, keeps that soil cooler. And if it's cooler, it's probably also wetter. And wet soils take more heat energy from the sun to warm them up than dry soils do. So the soil that warms up first is the darkest, bare, dry soil. Bare meaning doesn't have residue or cover crop covering it. The slowest soil to warm up is going to be covered with residue or cover crops, be a lighter, lower organic matter, not as dark a soil, more of a light-colored soil instead of a dark black productive-looking soil. And if the soil is wetter, it's also going to stay cooler. So soybeans are typically planted following corn around here. Corn produces a ton of residue, and we do a lot more no-till and a lot more reduced tillage in soybeans than we do in corn. So generally speaking, there's a whole lot more residue cover on fields that are planted to soybeans than there is on fields that are planted to corn. And then you combine the fact that corn actually grows a little bit faster at cool temperatures than soybeans do. And this is a fact that not everybody realizes. It takes about 20 more heat units, to get soybeans emerged out of the ground than it does corn. So corn takes about 110, 120 heat units, depending on who you ask, to get it out of the soil. Soybeans take about 130 to 140 heat units. And that 20-unit heat difference, on a warm day, we'll get 20 heat units a day. So that might be one day. Well, if it's cool, we might be getting from 0 to 5 heat units a day. So, I mean, when it's really cool, it might take a week to get 20 more heat units. And we've had some stretches in April where we were accumulating heat units at less than 5 per day. So that extra 20 heat units it takes to get soybeans out of the ground, that slows them down. Now, you further compound that with any time you plant a field right ahead of a rain, and the closer it rains to when you finish planting that field, the harder that soil is going to get after the rain. Just characteristics of soils, physical properties of soil. If that soil has time to, you always bring up some moisture when you plant, and if that soil doesn't have time to dry out, air out, doesn't have kind of time to, I'll say, cure after you've planted and you get a rain on it, it's going to set up like cement on you when it dries out. And that's happened to some fields. Now, thankfully, we've had some showers come through here in the last few days, and that's just what the doctor ordered. If you've got hard encrusted soils, 3 or 4 or 5 tenths of rain is just perfect to soften that up. So those plants can push on through. The challenge is it's, you know, barely 60-degree highs for a couple days here over the weekend, and we're back to accumulating heat units very slowly. So things are going to continue to progress more slowly than farmers would like. You've heard the saying, a watch pot never boils. Well, a watch soybean field never emerges either. People get pretty frustrated and pretty stressed and pretty concerned, and, you know, they look at stuff every day. And it's growing so slow that it doesn't look much different today than it did the day before. So give it 2 or 3 days between your visits to a field that you're nervous about. Give it time. Typically, we give up on stands too early. You know, we don't give our seedlings credit for being as tough as they are, particularly soybeans. And soybeans can compensate for a reduced stand. You know, I'm not terribly concerned about stand establishment, but there have been some questions about, man, my beans been in the ground for 2 or 3 weeks, and I thought they'd be up and looking good. And, yeah, there's some up, but there's a bunch left to come, and are they going to make it, and why aren't they up better? And, you know, my neighbor's corn that he planted the same day, it looks great, and, you know, what's wrong with my beans? And there's really nothing wrong with your beans, but they're in a different environment than the corn, and they are struggling to get out of the ground just a little bit more than normal because we've stayed so cool. We've also got really heavy residue coverage on a lot of these fields, and it's just a little bit more challenging for those soybeans. Doesn't mean that the craze of planting soybeans early and planting soybeans first is wrong or going to be coming to an end, but we do need to be patient, and we do need to recognize that when it's cool and you plant soybeans in the first half of April, you should probably expect it to take a good 3 weeks for them to come up. And if your neighbor planted corn at that same time and it was up faster and it looks better, well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be better. But, you know, it was the first out of the ground and did win that foot race of what can emerge faster in cold soils. So hopefully that makes you feel better. If you've been concerned about how your beans look, the more tillage you do, the better they look. The less tillage you do, the tougher they look. That just goes back to the more tillage you do, the more that soil is going to warm up when the sun's out, and the faster those seedlings are going to be able to emerge if that soil is just a little bit warmer. So nothing to be terribly alarmed about. Just kind of wanted to explain that because I've had lots of questions on that over the past week or so, and hopefully that helps explain what we're seeing this year. So everybody, you know, stay safe, and hopefully you're able to wrap up planting maybe this week if we get dry enough to get back in the fields. Looks like, you know, maybe some scattered chances of minimal rainfall here over the week and then weekend, and then next week looks pretty dry. So I think everybody will be back in the field planting next week, and a lot of people will be able to get wrapped up on planting. And Cole and I hope that we are in that category. So I hope you are too. Everybody take care. We'll be back with you next week.